Blog Talk Radio.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me.
You don't have to let the devil rule over your life.
But he came, he died on the cross for your sins. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able, to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept?
Minister Pam, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, but you can't hear the music.
Yeah, it's real muzzled and a lot of static.
Okay.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Sorry about the technical difficulties. They are working with my computer to prepare it for what we're going to be speaking tonight. So thank you all for being patient, and thank you and welcome for joining me tonight on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Victory Against All Odds. I am your host, Evangelist Benton. Welcome again. Today is Monday, March the 19th, 2012. It is now 7:41 Eastern Standard Time. Please call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know we are on the air live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Victory Against All Odds. I'm excited to be with you on this evening. For my first-time listeners, Victory Against All Odds is a radio talk show for families. Our mission is to encourage people to become empowered with strategic life tools to overcome abuse, rejection, fear, abandonment, and oppression. Victory Against All Odds certainly does talk about those issues where struggle with things that relate to issues of child abuse, depression, domestic violence, substance abuse, suicide, and sexual abuse. This also leads to discussions that come up as a result of the residue from these issues of life. So, Paul, please grab paper or pen so that you can write down some important information. My email address is oddsagainstyou@yahoo.com. Again, it's odds_against_u@yahoo.com. You may email me, and on the subject line, simply put VAAO in all caps. You may leave me a message on my confidential voicemail at 641-715-3900. Again, that is 641-715-3900. Access code is 343-658-POUND. Again, the extension is 343-658-POUND. You may leave an extensive message, and I will get back with you accordingly. And lastly, you may visit my website at www.oddsagainstyou@webs.com. Again, that's www.oddsagainstyou.webs.com. And simply go to the Contact Us tab. Leave your comment, concern, and I will respond accordingly. I'm waiting on my guest to call in. She should be calling in just a moment here as we prepare for Take Back Tonight. I also want to give you, while we're waiting, my post office box is 26531. That's post office box 26531. Raleigh, North Carolina, 27611. We are certainly excited tonight as we are preparing for Take Back the Night on March the 28th, 2012. I am waiting on my guest to dial in so we can speak to her as we prepare for this. In the meantime, I do want to again thank all of you for stopping by and taking time out of your schedule to join me on this evening. And as well as taking time out to listen to what's going on in the community as we talk about community intervention and as we lead into April. April is, of course, Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we have already lined some things up. We have some important people that we will be interviewing as well, leading into the month of May. And, yes. So, again, we are preparing for Take Back the Night on March the 28th, 2012. And with me on tonight, I have my special guest. Her name is Catherine Haddock. And Catherine is a junior in sociology and international studies at North Carolina State University. She is originally from Birmingham, Alabama, where her sister and her parents still live. After graduation, Catherine does plan to pursue a law degree with the hope of attaining a career in international women's study. I would like to welcome tonight Catherine. Catherine, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Denise.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
I'm good. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Great, great. Catherine, if you don't mind, I know we have lots of things to do, so I just wanted to kind of just jump right in here. Would you be please tell the listening audience a little bit about yourself and what role you play in the at the Women's Center?
Well, as Denise said, I'm a junior at NC State, and I'm the current Sexual Assault Awareness Month committee chair for the movement. And the movement is a group of male and female NC State students, and we are trained to facilitate workshops on the prevention of interpersonal violence, which includes relationship violence, sexual violence, and stalking. So we facilitate these workshops to our student peers on campus as well as others in the Raleigh community. And in addition to the workshops, we do awareness campaigns, which includes Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And one of the events for Sexual Assault Awareness Month is Take Back the Night. So I became a part of the movement the fall of my sophomore year, and this spring I volunteered to plan Sexual Assault Awareness Month and Take Back the Night. So that's kind of how I got involved with planning Take Back the Night, and I'm really excited to be doing it.
Yes, I can tell that you're truly excited. You kind of answered on, went on and answered the second question, which was how long you have been a part of the celebration. Could you talk about a little bit about what the theme is this year?
Well, it's really exciting this year because it's the 25th anniversary of Take Back the Night on NC State's campus, which is just really awesome that it's been going that long on NC State's campus. So we'll be celebrating that at this year's Take Back the Night. We have speakers, performers. We're going to have two or three different a cappella groups from NC State, as well as a dance crew. And you know, kind of Take Back the Night is an awareness event, but it's also kind of a protest saying we will not tolerate sexual violence in this community, on this campus, and it's also an opportunity for survivors of sexual violence to speak out about their experience and get support from the community, from their peers. So it's just a really powerful event. I myself am kind of a newcomer to Take Back the Night. I went to my very first Take Back the Night last year. So I've really only been to one, but it was such a powerful experience for me to see these amazing, strong, courageous women that had been through these experiences and were just willing to share it, to share their experiences in front of a crowd and had persevered through their experience and just were these amazing women. It's such a powerful event, and I think it's a very important event, especially as a community to come together and say we will not support a culture that allows this kind of sexual violence to happen. So it's going to be really great this year. We have a lot of great performances, 25th anniversary, so everyone should come. It's going to be really, really awesome.
It is going to be awesome. I am excited. I am really, really excited. I also, last year was my first time being there as well. Now, what I understand as well is that there is a march that takes place before the actual event begins.
Yes, that's correct. And actually, this year is going to be really exciting again, a really new and exciting march, because in the past on NC State's campus, the marches have not been, there's been two or three different marches from different areas of campus, so they've kind of been separate. But this year, since it's the 25th anniversary, we thought it would be really neat to do a unified march. So everyone that's marching is marching together from actually the West Campus Amphitheater on NC State's campus. So everybody's kind of going to gather there. And what the march is kind of just this the kind of the protest part of it, saying like marching together and saying we will not tolerate sexual violence in this community. And it's the march is a really powerful thing too, because we usually have posters and we have chants that we do together, and you just kind of get to march with everyone. It's kind of a very communal experience. Like, these are other people that care about the same issues that I care about. And so what we do is we'll march from the West Campus Amphitheater to Tally Student Center, which is where Take Back the Night is being held this year.
That is awesome. It sounds like it is going to be a grand experience, a very moving experience as well. And I thank you so much for taking time out to come and share about Take Back the Night this year and celebrating the anniversary at the same time. Is there anything else that you want the audience to know reference to Take Back the Night?
I'd just like to mention that it's actually been Take Back the Night itself has been going since 1975, where it started in Philadelphia, and now it's become a national and international event. Other countries, especially European countries, have Take Back the Night events every year, so it's a big event everywhere, and it's gaining popularity. So it's really, really neat, and I encourage everyone, even though this is an event held on NC State's campus, it's not just for NC State students or faculty. It's for everyone in the Raleigh community or the greater Raleigh community. So I encourage anyone that wants to come. It's going to be really, really great.
I believe it. Just a little bit that I got last year was just so awesome, and I didn't even get the opportunity to march at that particular time. Catherine, I want to thank you so much for dropping in to let us know about Take Back the Night, and I just commend you for all your hard work. I know there's much more to be done behind the scenes, and we look forward to joining you live at the event and get to experience what others experience live right here on Victory Against All Odds. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too.
We thank Catherine again for taking time out of her schedule to join us. It was such a pleasure to be able to talk with her and get a little bit to know about what Take Back the Night entails, all the hard work that's being done, and just in preparation, and what the march is, and that it is a annual event that not only just North Carolina State University students and faculty and staff get to participate in, but it is a community effort. Just to bring awareness and to celebrate and honor those who have gone through. I certainly am excited about Take Back the Night, and I wanted to thank the Women's Center for allowing me to be able to come and share the experience live this year. Last year, I had the pleasure of experiencing Take Back the Night for myself, and it was truly a very moving experience. A room filled with students, women, and men alike, united for the same cause. A room that felt safe enough to share their story in front of complete strangers, yet they had something in common. As I stood there and I listened to countless stories, my heart began to pound with intensity. as I remembered and was reminded of what I had endured for how long it had been since I listened to such graphic details of hurt and pain and abuse. My eyes were full of tears, but I dared not let them fall for fear that I would expose, even though I was one of them. I dared not move suddenly for fear someone would see that I was having an internal warfare with myself, with my feelings. As the evening went on, I continued to fight, and I kept telling myself to breathe. It's okay. Let it go. I was safe, so I let the tears fall, and my heart rate began to decrease because I had allowed myself to feel the hurt, feel the pain of not just the person speaking while sharing their story, but release my own hurt and my own pain as well. It was okay. This brings me to another subject of remembering. As we have discussed in the past, just recently, coping tools we use to survive, our ability to block what I call the truth, what happened, the pain, the hurt, the shame, the abuse. Yes, it did happen. And as painful as this is, as it was, we must not let fear of remembering keep you locked up in prison, keep you chained, keep you bound. Remembering is an ongoing process because it is, of course, part of the healing process. It is a continuum. We must piece together the puzzles of our life as the memories of the event unfold, especially for those who experience abuse at a very young age, 2, 3, 4, 5 years of age and older. The truth of the matter is that no matter how much we try to forget, the memories will eventually reemerge at some point in our life. Why? Why? Because life transitions will cause the switch to go off in our minds, our unconscious minds. What transitions am I referring to, Jackson? Evangelist Benton, those that we all experience, such as the birth of a child, commitment to a relationship, commitment to a marriage, the death of a parent or a relative, divorce, aging, and even menopause, believe it or not, experiences that happen to our own children will trigger our own memories of an experience. Flashbacks is what we call them. Flashbacks are when we begin to relive aspects of the abuse or re-experience the feelings that had at one time felt like terror, fear, physical pain, mental anguish, or feelings of isolation. Your response to the memory or the flashback can be just as horrific and cause one to go into a tailspin, thoughts of suicide or sheer shock or even disbelief. Disbelief. Because why? It feels so real, or it feels like, really, did this really happen? And when we block those memories, and they suddenly appear, it throws you off guard. It throws you into a state of being out of control, if you will. And as we prepare for Take Back Tonight, some of those experiences of remembering, the pain of remembering, just as I did on last year, this is the time we use the tools that we've talked about, those tools that we talked about on last year, those tools that we use to survive, to get through, those tools that we use to help us peel the onion away, those tools that we use to heal. Remember, we're talking about the process of healing. And in order to heal, we've got to remember. So guess what? Remembering is now a tool that we use to survive, not only to survive, but to remember, to conquer. What are we conquering? We're conquering fear. We're conquering isolation. We're conquering silence. Because when we remember, then we've got to talk. We've got to tell. We've got to speak. The more we talk, the more we remember, the more we speak, the more we heal. And as we talk about community intervention, some may experience the pain of remembering. But using our strategic tools during this time will be critical, but it is absolutely positively necessary that we remember. Remembering gives you strength. Remembering gives you power. Remembering gives you courage. Remembering is a tool. It empowers you to know that you made it. You're making it, and you're still here. Remembering gives you strength and power and courage. It empowers you to know that you made it, that you've made it, that you're making it, and that you're still here. I thought I needed to say that again. You are victorious. You are a winner. You are a survivor. And most importantly, you are more than a conqueror. So I say, let the tears go. So if that means you cry, it's okay. It's okay to release those tears. When you release those tears, you've released the spirit of fear. It is okay. It is absolutely okay. The scars of abuse only show that you have endured and you are still standing. Guess what? You're not just standing, but you're standing in victory against all odds. Wow. That in itself is powerful. You are standing in victory against all odds. Wow. That is absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. So, we are shifting. We are growing. We are being empowered. We are being equipped. And we have been educated. Remembering is a tool that we use in the process of healing. I look forward to Take Back the Night. Again, Take Back the Night is March the 28th. Starting at 6 o'clock with the march, we will be live, me and my co-host, Dr. Gwendolyn Brooks, Apostle Shirley Robinson, Apostle Wanda Wilkinson, a few others, will be live at the event. Again, I thank each and every one of you. We're going to be early tonight. I thank you. Is there anybody that has anything to say? Anybody in the chat room have any questions? You're more than welcome to respond. We are excited about what is going on next week. We will have another representative from the Women's Center. She is the coordinator of the Women's Center Sexual Assault Violence Prevention. She will be with us on the air along with another community intervention ministry, Healing Hands, Healing Hearts. They will be with us next week as well. And then that'll be next Monday right here on Victory Against All Odds at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. And then we will be live on Wednesday the 28th. And that will be the last broadcast for the month of March. We will roll right into April. On April the 9th, we will be live once again in the month of April, which is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. I have a special surprise for you on the 9th. So please stay tuned for that. And with that, we'll roll us right into a couple of other things. I will be doing an interview with another broadcast in the coming weeks with Dr. Lauren Dew, who often comes and supports the show. We'll be doing an interview with him, and I will keep you abreast on that as well. So we are excited right here on Victory Against All Odds, and we thank you for joining us this evening. Again, if you need to get in contact with me, you may do so by emailing me odds_against_U@yahoo.com, or you may leave me a voicemail at 641-715-3900, extension 343-658#. Or you may go to my website, oddsagainstyou@webs.com, or you may write me at P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. If you would like to be a blessing to Victory Against All Odds, you may also do so at that same P.O. Box 26531, Raleigh, North Carolina 27611. If you are writing a check, you may write the check out to Victory Against All Odds. And we thank you for joining us again. I know I have some people in the queue. I never did close the mic, so the mics are open. If you have something to say, question, ask, comment, question, you may do so at this time. Otherwise, we are going to play out, and I thank each and every one of you for joining me this evening, and we will be right back here on March the 26th, 2012 at 7:30. Amen.
so glad you shed your blood just for me. So glad you rose for me. Yeah, Jesus, sweet Jesus, Jesus, help me sing. The powerful name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Come on, give him glory.